You're with SBS Radio.
Nananatili ang hamon sa mga bansa kasama ang Australia at Pilipinas para tanggalin kundi man ay bawasan na malagay sa disadvantage ang mga katutubo o hindi matugunan ang kanilang mga karapatan at pangangailangan. Ito ang inihayag ni Australian Ambassador to the Philippines Amanda Gourley sa public lecture sa University of the Philippines sa lungsod ng Maynila na tinawag na Being and Becoming, Reflections on Ethnicity and Learning the Australian and Philippine Experience. Naniniwala si Ambassador Gourley na hindi agad maayos ang mga kakulangang ito para sa indigenous communities. Pero nakikita raw niya ang sapat na determinasyon at pagsisikap ng mga gobyerno at ng mga grupo para matugunan ito.
But we do have to confront the reality that Indigenous Australians still, even in 2018, face significant disadvantage compared to the rest of our community. The government has expressed its determination to close the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians in terms of life expectancy, infant mortality rates, access to early childhood education, literacy and numeracy, high school education attainment and employment outcomes. The reality is that the work in closing the gap, putting our First Peoples on equal footing with the rest of the community, is not easy and will take time and ongoing determination. But I think the determination is there and progress towards reconciliation is being made.
Ang tinig ni Australian Ambassador to the Philippines, Amanda Gourley. Panauhing pandangal sa public lecture ang kinikilalang Indigenous Australian academic na si Professor Mary Ann Bin Salik na may dugong Filipino dahil ang kanyang maternal grandfather ay nagmula sa lalawigan ng Antique at kabilang sa the Manila Men o mga batang Filipino na nagpuntang Australia noong early 20th century para magtrabaho sa pearling industry. Si Professor Bin Salik ay kabilang sa Jaru Nation mula sa Kimberley Region sa Western Australia. Siya umano ang unang Indigenous Australian na nakakuha ng doctorate mula sa Harvard University sa Amerika at nagtrabaho sa Australian higher education sector. Sinang ayuna ni Professor Bin Salik ang pahayag ni Ambassador Gourley na may mga hamong kinakaharap pa rin ang mga Indigenous peoples. Pero may pag-unlad na raw sa sitwasyong ito. Sa sariling pananalita ng profesor, "I did not think I would live long enough to see the changes that has happened in my country." Para kay Professor Bin Salik, malaking susi sa progreso ng mga katutubo sa Australia ang edukasyon, partikular ang pagpasok niya at ng mga Indigenous peoples sa universidad. Pero kailangan daw kilalanin pa rin at panatilihin ang mga nakagisnan, kaugalian at paraan ng pamumuhay ng mga Indigenous peoples.
But what our success was, we built what we call an Aboriginal support program. Because everything else outside of that program, there's nothing in Australia that you can see that represents our culture in the big city or who we are. But in there we had our own artifacts, we had our own people, we had guest speakers, we got people into social work, business, anthropology, and it was all our own creation. And you'll find now, the ambassador talked about closing the gap. The universities are doing the best, not because of the government, not because of the bureaucrat, it's because of the Aborigines working there. That's what's working so well.
Ang tinig ni Professor Mary Ann Bin Salik. Sa Pilipinas, aktibo ang Australia sa pagsusulong ng pagunlad sa sistema ng edukasyon ng mga katutubong Filipino. Ayon kay Australian Ambassador Amanda Gourley, kalakip ng halos kalahating milyong Australian dollars ng Direct Aid Program ng Australia sa Pilipinas ang mga programa para sa ikabubuti ng mga katutubong Filipino.
But our most significant contribution has been in the area of education. Australian government assistance to Philippine Indigenous peoples has helped improve education with the implementation of targeted curriculum which benefited more than 107,000 children. A curriculum for public and private schools that emphasises culturally sensitive Indigenous education is now being taught at 185 elementary and secondary schools in regions 11 and 12, providing a higher standard of education to over 34,000 children across 12 different tribal groups. Australian support has also helped build and equip over 230 tribal community learning centres.
Nakiisa ang Australian Embassy sa Manila sa Dayaw, Philippine International Indigenous Peoples Festival 2018. Sa lalawigan ng Capiz, isinagawa ang mga Indigenous Peoples festivities na nagtampok ng mga cultural performances, fora, at exhibits. Nakilahok dito si Professor Ben Salik na nagbigay ng lecture sa Iloilo at nakiisa sa pagpapasinaya sa collection ng graphic prints of Indigenous Australian art na itinampok din sa pagdiriwang sa Pilipinas. Mula sa Pilipinas, para sa SBS Filipino, ako si Shirley Escalante.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.